podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In podcast network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hey everybody, it's the Cinema Recall Podcast over at thatmomentin.com. I'm your host, The Vern, and we are bringing back Terror Tuesdays. On this episode, I'm going to be giving you a small review of the new horror feature, A Quiet Place. Now, this is the new horror film, co-written and directed by John Krasinski, and it stars Emily Blunt, and it stars John Krasinski. And it also stars, try to remember her name here, Millicent Simmons and Noah Jupa. And it involves a family who is being hunted by these creatures who can only hunt you by the sound you make. So let's do this, folks. We're going to take a small little break. I'm going to be playing a trailer of a podcast show I think you should check out, along with the trailer for the movie, and then I'll be back with my thoughts, all right?
We'll return after these messages.
Warning, the following promo contains strong language and 90s movies some may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Do you remember the films of the 90s? The cinematic classics that changed movie history forever. The films that created treasured memories to last a lifetime.
Who in the right minds is this fucking film aimed at?
The Video Negative Podcast remembers things differently.
Fucking dire.
My God.
Absolute idiot.
They couldn't even get the fucking colours right.
Fucking atrocious. We're a film review podcast that looks at the worst cinematic atrocities of the 90s.
Just end it. Just end it.
It's just woeful.
There's no clear...
This doesn't even have the pretense of wanting to be a good movie.
From the biggest blockbusters to the smallest indie flicks, it's all shit and it's all game.
This isn't preteen crap.
Criminally poor.
Fucking awful.
Film is a Panic at the Disco music video on loop.
Video Negative Podcast. The film review show that criticizes the chronic, disses the dismal, and puts the pathetic out to pasture.
I am not wasting any more of my oxygen on this film.
Check us out on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, and iTunes, and hit us up on Twitter at Video Negative.
In a quiet place, if they hear you, they hunt you. A Quiet Place is the most original and scariest movie in years. And now it's 100% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Yay! A Quiet Place, rated PG-13.
Welcome back, everyone, to Cinema Recall Podcast, Terror Tuesdays, over at thatmomentin.com. So it seems that, like, after Jordan Peele one for Get Out last year, another television comic is taking the helm as director to create this next big horror feature. That man is John Krasinski, who is best known for playing Jim in the US series The Office. He teams up with co-writers Scott Beck and Brian Woods, and Krasinski crafts a movie that has a great premise but fails in its storytelling. So the setup for A Quiet Place is very simple. Alien creatures have been killing the world population by hunting their prey by the sound they make. Lee Abbott, played by John Krasinski, along with his wife, Evelyn, played by real-life wife, Emily Blunt, they have survived for years with their children. Daughter Reagan is played by Millicent Simmons, and their son Marcus is played by Noah Jupa. The family has another kid early in the picture, but he might as well have been wearing a red shirt from Star Trek because he is taken out in the first 5 minutes. Now, this is not a spoiler because they showed it in the trailers, plus what he and Reagan do is pretty stupid, and I'm sorry this is going to sound cruel, but he kind of deserved what he got. But hey, it gives us our first kill, and you can't really have a horror film without a kill right away. Cut to many months later, the family is trying to get by, Raiden is upset about the death of her little brother, Leah spent many hours soundproofing their home and working on ways to find a weakness for the creature. Now, I gotta say, it was really cool to see a movie released in major theaters that is subtitled for at least 45 minutes of its 90-minute runtime. I like that Krasinski had his cast do this and didn't create some sort of device where they could speak to each other. It was also very clever how they used natural things in nature to hide their voices and carry on conversations with each other as well. There is some good sound design that works, but it's the usual tropes that happen in every horror feature. Wait till everything is quiet, and then have a big noise to shake everything up. In the movie, we learn that Evelyn is having another baby. This is nothing more than a lazy plot device to find excuses to bring tension to the story. I find it hard to believe that this couple would be so stupid as to bring in another life into this kind of world. Before you say things to me like, well, when you're in love with someone, you'll find ways to make it work, and she was feeling so heartbroken with the death of her son, she wanted something to fill that void. Stop it, stop that nonsense. These creatures hunt you down by the sound you make. What do babies do at least 75% of the day? I know I'm exaggerating there, but they cry. And although Evelyn and Lee take precautions to damper the sounds, there are just way too many times the baby is used as a device for the creature to hunt so we can feel sympathy for the family, and I'm sorry, but I just don't. There is a bit of tension between Lee and Raiden that is never fully explored and is lazily resolved without any real explanation. They don't even spend much time together. There is a scene in the beginning when she asks if she can go with them, and he declines. They don't meet up until the end, where they have a small reconciliation. The acting is good, but there was no build-up, so I really don't care. A Quiet Place has moments where it sets up that something eventually bad will happen, and it has the random jump scare moments. To be fair, there are moments that surprise me, but just because you make a person jump once doesn't mean they are going to do it again. When I rewatch Jaws, I always jump when the head appears, and those that have seen the movie know what I'm talking about. Even though I know where that scene is, I don't know what's going to happen. That moment always makes me jump. A lot of modern filmmakers don't know how to build suspense. And just like Jaws, it would have been better if we never saw these creatures or what they look like until the very end. It would have also been better if I cared anything about this family. I know nothing about who they are as a unit. None of them have any defined characteristics. And if I'm going to spend time with them, I should want to care about the safety, but I didn't in this one. I think John Krasinski is a good director, and he does a fine job with the cast, but the story alone should have been a 30-minute short. The movie Don't Breathe that came out a few years ago was a way better version of the same story. So I got to give A Quiet Place 2 stars out of 5. Really kind of weak. I don't understand how this movie is getting just so much big praise. We all know that Rotten Tomatoes is a big pile of shit, and so you can't really judge a movie based on the ratings because they don't know what the F they're talking about. But anyways, folks, that's going to end up this episode of the Cinema Recalls. Terror Tuesdays talking about A Quiet Place. Please tell me your thoughts about this. You can actually go on to the site, thatmomentin.com, and read my full review of this. But I would like to know what you thought about this. Did you find it to work for you or not? We'll be back soon with another episode. I do know that the next episodes that I'm going to be posting are going to be recaps from the Minneapolis St. Paul International Film Festival. There'll be written reviews on the site, thatmomentin.com. And then each week I'm going to be doing small recaps of features that I have seen at the festival. In fact, the next post I write will be a preview of movies that will be at the festival that I will be seeing, all right? So that's it right now. As always, you can listen to all of our episodes. We are on Stitcher, Podomatic, iTunes, Spotify, Player FM, most places you can find podcasts. Just type in That Moment In, and you can follow our show, Cinema Recall. You can also check out Game Warp, Asian Cinema Film Club, and TV Good Sleep Bad. We have a Twitter page. It is @cinema_recall. We have a Facebook page, which is just Cinema Recall. Just tape that in there. Email us, cinemarecall@gmail.com. Email us any audio ads you have, any suggestions for movies that we should watch, any new polls that we should do. Anyways, folks, I am The Vern signing off. I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you later tonight.
This podcast is a proud member of the Lamb Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.